Keelan Ward, 6 years since St Junans were last in a county final. Huge result for you here tonight.
Yeah, from our point of view, actually, you know, 6 years too long. We've been knocking on the door now, especially the last couple of years. I've come out on the wrong side of very, very tight games. Like, so today was just about winning the game. Like, no matter what, we weren't leaving here with another defeat. And again, conditions miserable, but we dug it out. Like, and I'm very happy now with the overall result. Yeah, 100%.
You were telling me there before we started that you like the dirty stuff, you like the mucky football.
Whatever way you win a game, it doesn't matter, but again, today was about going back to basics. Again, it wasn't going to be pretty, but you just have to take the weather conditions on the day, and I says we're happy now. When you come in a result like that there, and again, the weather wasn't 100% for a game of football, but that's again, the win is all that mattered.
Listen, when they went down to 14 men, did you sort of have an idea then, listen, as the game goes on, St Michael's are going to tire here, given that Jizzle have the numerical advantage?
Yeah, well, I suppose we learned a lot from last week's game against St Noel's. Like, whenever we went the man up last week, we didn't deal with it well. So we're probably a lot more patient on the ball, and we waited for them to maybe to come out, move them around, and eventually it's a tough night for 14 men to be running around for 45 minutes or so. So we knew if we stuck to the game plan and we got into scoring positions by running hard and creating good angles, that we were going to put ourselves in a very good position and slot over the bar.
Yeah. One thing that Rory was impressed with, he was telling me that how composed you were, that you just didn't panic, and particularly when there's so many young players now in this group, Keelan, that the game management was superb.
Yeah, a lot of our boys have grown up in the last year and a half. You know, big games they've been playing in. You know, first and second years pushing into the panel now, and that's exactly what you want. Like, boys are mad for football, mad to represent St Unions, and again, this is going to stand to them now. We've come through five games in the group stages in the quarter final tonight, so yeah, we'll take it now. Again, we'll learn from it. Again, obviously there's things that can go right, plenty of things that we can change, but again, we're just going out the road now very, very happy.
Yeah, you're one of, I suppose, a small group in there that were involved 6 years ago, and it was 7 years since you last won it, so this is a huge lift for a club.
Yeah, exactly. You know, a lot of young boys now are going to experience county finals for the first time. As a group of players, it's huge for us. It's probably the biggest thing that's happened in the last 6 years, making it to finals. But the overall picture of the people involved in the club, from everybody right through underage Sunday mornings, any manager, coach that's involved with underage teams, like, you know, they kind of look up to the senior team, and we have a responsibility and a job to do that. We have to go out and make them proud every day we go onto the field, and I think tonight was just about giving something back to them. Again, they've been suffering as much as we have, and coming to games and, you know, leaving as disappointed as we have. So I think tonight's up for the club, like, tonight's for everyone involved. You know, coaches that have brought us up through underage, parents that have taken us to games, volunteers that are out night after night opening and closing the park and making sure that everything's 100% for us, and it doesn't go unnoticed, honest to God, Ashley, and it doesn't go unnoticed, and I think that's something that we're proud of, that we've delivered back to the people of St Unions tonight, and we can go home happy.
Yeah, and doesn't matter who you meet in the final, you're not really pushed, are you?
Well, it's going to be, no matter who comes through tomorrow, like, it's going to be a ding-dong battle. Again, a very, very hard game to call. But again, we're going to look at now with interest tomorrow, and whoever it is, we'll take them, and we'll prepare now. I think it's 2 weeks' time, and we'll get ourselves right, and just look forward to it. Yeah. Look forward to the occasion. Look forward to the build up, and whoever comes out tomorrow, we'll have a plan for them.